Table for two, please. Welcome to a podcast about TTRPGs, why we love them, why we play them. I am your host, Volpace, and with me as always is my co-host, Cadmore.
Hey everyone, welcome to Table for Two. This week, the table is going to get a little bit cozier because we have a special guest. Shiloh, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, hello. I'm Shiloh, I'm here.
And our elbows are all touching.
And we're all left-handed too, which is going to make this dinner process even more difficult.
Indeed.
It's going to turn into like a synchronized swimming type deal. We'll have very, you know, precise motions.
Volpace will be drinking, and that will open an opportunity for me to take a bite of mine, and then Shiloh can be cutting his whatever, and then...
If the metaphor's falling apart, as it tends to.
I like it. Synchronized eating.
We're all rolling dice at the same time, okay? This is a RPG podcast. Let's not forget it.
Pull away the veil.
So this wasn't the food thing.
No, you have to order your own food.
Darn it.
Yeah.
But if you donate to our Patreon, you get a special discount at Uber Eats.
Deal with Uber Eats pending.
Yeah. Volpace, what are we doing this week? What is our game segment?
Yeah, so this is the start of our next segment, our fourth segment. We will be playing a cool game. This so peek behind the curtain, this started out as we were going to do a bonus episode, and I was looking for some micro RPGs for us to play with our special guest. And what it turned into was, based on the things that Shiloh enjoys and that I enjoy, I was...
That I don't enjoy is what he's saying.
And that Cadmore hates, with spite and malice. I was perusing my itch.io library, and I was, you know, narrowing the list a little bit, found some options, found one that kind of felt right, but it was definitely not a micro RPG. So we discussed, and we've decided that this will be our fourth game that we play on the normal show. And we'll probably, I mean, you're going to get your bonus episode. Calm down. Relax. All right, everybody, put that down.
Everybody, we're already getting comments just flying in.
They're coming in through the Twitch stream, through YouTube Live, Facebook Live, Instagram. Is that a thing?
I've gotten physical mail too. I don't know how they got my address, but I've gotten some threatening letters if don't upload a bonus episode soon.
So a courier just brought me a wax sealed envelope.
There's another one right there.
Oh man, this one's actually supportive. So I think we can. I think we're good.
All right.
I think we're good to go ahead. So today. And for the month, we will be playing a game called Lord Sworn. This was designed by Maren McAdam. You can go find it on itch.io. There will be a link in the description. What caught my eye about this game is that it's a GM-less game. It is a story-focused, storytelling game, much in the realm of games that we've all played and enjoyed, like The Quiet Year. And its tone was inspired heavily by games like Dark Souls and Elden Ring, which I know, Shiloh, you enjoy. And
so you said that this was GM-less, Volpace. Yeah. Does that mean that you're kind of out of a job now? Like you don't really have a purpose?
Yeah, anymore? I'm gonna edit the podcast. I'm gonna speak a little bit, and then I'm just gonna hop right off. You know, I'm gonna let you guys play.
Cool.
Nice.
This is our first podcast now.
First time on and thrown to the sharks.
Exactly. So this game's pretty cool. It's a lot about it's sort of a military fantasy. We are the survivors of a cataclysm, a huge apocalyptic war.
When are we not, really?
Yeah, when are we not? As small members of this military company, we are on our journey home, back to sort of the headquarters of our base or of our operation, our military. And yeah, so this game is about a journey sort of post the big apocalypse, the big climax of the story. This is the dim falling action, and this is what follows in the Souls games, right? This is the setting they take place in. Elden Ring is a game explicitly, like, very literally about shattering, about a land that is completely torn apart, and the people who live there are just these shambling husks, sort of waiting for it all to come down.
That was my nickname in high school. It was
Shambling.
perfect. Shambling husk.
Speaking of us.
Yep. Can
That's
confirm.
embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. So yeah, so this episode we're just going to create characters. We each have, and this is fun, the responsibility of creating multiple characters.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's four steps to the game. There's crafting the backdrop, so this is like the setting details. There's creating our company, which we'll get to in this game, or in this session rather. Each of us will play three different characters. These are called Lord Sworn. And then we will, give them their attributes and their equipment, and then we will select sort of our company, what's sort of the theme of our group. And then in the next couple episodes, we will describe our journey home, how it changes us, how it affects us. And then the game ends with a handy little epilogue.
So you've kind of you've talked about the inspiration of the game. Do you want to kind of set the tone of the game by reading the introduction to the listeners?
I do want to do that. So here we go. You rode to war at the call of your god. Swore yourself to their divinity as the drums of war beat from every corner of the pantheon. Standing beside your divinity, their purpose so clear and noble, you felt immortal. Beside your fellow Lord Sworns, you felt your victory a certainty, battle but a trivial formality. Now, they lay dead before you, their god blood flowing into the dirt. Already, the world lurches into distress, twisting at the loss of a god, one of many to die this day. Your captain, too, lies broken, entrusting the survivors of your company to you. Of the thousands who rode out, you are all that remains of your company. Your god is dead. You have only each other now. So, real happy. Cheerful.
I feel the hope that's left in the world. I do really enjoy just in whether it's greater fantasy lore or in, fiction books, I think exploring the idea of the loss of a pantheon or the loss of a god or the loss of trust in a god or whatever form that takes, right? Like this divine thing that you have dedicated your life to, and then it disappoints you, or it's gone, or it's not real, or anything. And the aftermath of that is kind of an interesting, topic to play in. So I think this is going to be a really cool, depressing, but cool
Yeah.
world to try to live on in.
Yeah. I agree. And Shiloh, I know you, like I've said, are a fan of the Souls games, the Elden Ring, style. What about this appeals to you? What made this stand out?
I mean, I'll just ditto everything that Cadmore said. Like, it's just the dark setting, and I don't know. You look at the dashing of hopes at the end of a cataclysm. It's like, how are we going to survive? What is survival? And I mean, that's just all of my favorite genres, right? Survival, dark, kind of horror, all of that. So
Yeah.
this is. And of course, I think we've talked about a little bit like the actual role play aspect of it, getting to actually live through that I don't know about live through it. It might suck to actually live through something
No,
like this,
whatever we
but
do in this game happens in real life. So,
yeah, I know.
happens
I didn't explain the Jumanji clause of
in
the
real life.
contract.
There is a very thin disclaimer. It's like
Oh.
size 2 font on the second page of the document that says
Yeah.
this is real life.
It's actually in a footnote
And
that only I can see as the editor.
this is why you always double check your contract.
Always.
Yeah, the terms and conditions that you had to sign to play the game.
Yeah, no, I just accepted those and said I read them.
Exactly. That's how I got you. That's how I got Cadmore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think mechanically speaking, too, something that stands out about this game for me at least is using D4s instead of even D6s or D20s. That's a unique dice to play with. It doesn't happen that often in a lot of the games that I've experienced. Having anytime that you can incorporate a deck into kind of a role-playing game setting or a world-building setting is a interesting way to produce prompts. But this game in particular only uses spades and hearts, so we're only using half a deck. Incorporating any other type of like token or coin introduction into the mechanics of the game is also really interesting. So, oh, and snacks. The game calls for snacks,
It does call for snacks.
as all RPGs should. So you'll be actually getting to maybe hear about some real food in
Yeah,
this podcast for that. So.
it's gonna end in a food review.
Finally.
It provides recommended meal plans for the game for the setting.
Got a coupon for fuck, I blanked on all the names. It's been so long since I watched sponsored content like
A
that.
coupon for that food thing
That
that you
food
go
thing, you
to.
know. No, it's called that food thing.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah, we've reached the point of branding hell where we've run out of catchy names and we're just calling it's food.
Food.
You can eat it. Is
Hopefully.
NatureBox a thing? I don't know. Blue Apron, there we go. I did it. I did it, guys. I'm not
Did
hearing applause.
Blue Apron?
Yeah.
Did you?
Blue. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Cadmore, would you mind being the one to record some of these details?
Yeah, of course. You
I
know
will
me. I
be.
love note-taking in RPGs.
You do. You said that's kind of sarcastically, but
No, that's just my voice. You can't tell when I'm joking, but I am being serious.
Yeah.
And as someone that has played games with both of you, I think you both know that I am. I know that Shiloh is also a note-taker from our experiences of playing games together, but I think you both probably know that I am
Usually
annoyingly
get
impulsive.
delegated to do it.
Yeah. I'm the one that like volunteers because I know no one else in the group is going to do a good job, but I also am the kind of person that's like, oh yes, and that person was wearing a blue shirt, and maybe that will come back to haunt us later in the
Yeah.
campaign.
Yeah, you're approaching everything as if this were an English lit assignment.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as we talked about in the last segment or a couple segments ago, recaps are an important aspect of the game.
It's
And
true.
if I'm gonna get tested on the recap, I'm gonna ace it. I'm gonna ace it. So.
It's true. A quick tangent, I've actually been playing through Baldur's Gate 3 again with a friend of mine who's never played it and
You
has
promised me you were done replaying
Well, I lied.
You Lord sworned to me that it was never going to happen again.
was thinking of you the whole time.
Okay. I'm not the friend, though, so
But I was thinking of you.
who's being betrayed?
I mean, still you, but I'm playing Baldur's Gate 3 again, so I can live with that. But I'm playing with a friend who's never played it and has never played D&D. And so it's been really fun to sort of bring a D&D GM energy to the game where I'm, because I know what's going to happen, right? I know the solutions to all the problems. I know the different ways that things can go. And so I'm being more like, well, you take the lead, and if you're about to do something that's like you think you're going to screw everything up and you want to ask me for like a spoiler, I'll give it to you. But I asked her the last time we played. I was like, so, and I just did it automatically. I wasn't thinking about it. I was like, so what did we do last time? And she was like, oh, is this a thing that you do when you play D&D? And I was like, yeah, sort of, I guess. And she gave me a really good recap. And then every time since then, she just does it as soon as we get on the call.
That's sick.
I was like, yes, the dream.
Did you feel called out when she was like, "Is this something that you do during D&D sessions?" And you're like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa! Shots fired! Lay
Whoa,
off,
listen.
please." That's just
Like,
pure judgment in her voice.
I'm not gonna say there wasn't judgment, but no, it was very nice. So first thing we're
Shout
gonna
out to
do.
friend you're playing Baldur's Gate with. Hope you're listening.
Woo! Actually, I think she is. So shout out, having a great time. Let's get our god. I'm always saying this.
Yeah, I frequently am like, who is my God? I forget.
So I would actually like Shiloh to be our first role. There's two
Oh.
pantheons. There's the Arate, that's how I've been pronouncing it. Pantheon, and then the Meg'th pantheon. And you're gonna roll a D4 on a one or a two. We're gonna go with the Arate pantheon, and on a three or four, it'll be the Meg'th pantheon. And I think. Yeah, after that we'll roll for like which specific god our company followed. So hit me with it.
All right. Rolling now, rolling now. And looks like we got a four.
Okay, so we will be going with the Meg'th Pantheon, and go ahead and give me that second roll.
And a one.
A one.
Opposites
Oh.
attract. Yeah, there we go.
Very good. Okay. Are you looking at the PDF right now, Shiloh?
I am. I'm actually. Can you point me what page
Yeah,
you're
so
on so I can
on page
12.
12, go ahead and read me
12.
the
Okay.
first option on the
Fine.
Meg's Pantheon. This is our god.
Okay. Cool. So first option, Mitaris, the matriarch, goddess of storms, the sea, fertility, and wrath.
Yep.
She's our Dami mommy for sure.
Oh,
Definitely
God.
a mom. Definitely a mom.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to cut that
It's that kind of tone of the game. Like, don't even.
It's not. This is not a all right, I'm not gonna elaborate on this. All right, so we are Lord Sworn to Mitaris the Matriarch. Now we are going to roll another 3d4, which are going to determine the aspects of our god, and the aspects of our home. Oh, it looks like actually it's, hold on, it's 3d4 twice. So we will sort of flesh out our god here. I'm looking for Mitaris. There she is, looking fly, looking great. So if y'all will scroll on down to page 22,
All right.
the first question we'll be answering, and I'm gonna have Shiloh, you're just gonna be our roles guy for this session.
Easy enough.
The first question that we're trying to figure out is, what was your god's motive for going to war? So go ahead and hit me
All
with a
right.
roll.
Three, four, right?
Yeah, well, just
Okay.
1d4 for now.
Okay. Give me a second.
Yeah.
One second.
Hey, you can just roll 3d4
Yeah,
and
you
then
just roll and keep
pick
the
one.
results.
Yeah. Okay. Well, on a 1d4 roll, it is going to be a three.
Okay. It is the place of parents to fight wars so their children need not know them. So, too, is it a parent's place to correct and lead wayward children back to their proper path. And unfortunately, we have solidified the mom energy.
You're telling me that that little image right there that represents Mataris doesn't look a little dummy? Not a little. She's got horns. Come on.
I can't speak to your experiences. I would never try to do that. But horns is not the way I would lean, I'll say. And I think the less that is said about this, the better. Oh man, I knew our first guest episode would have a weird energy.
Except it's coming from the co-hosts, the
Yeah.
normal, not the guest.
Yeah. Shiloh, if you're looking for work.
Well, what are the benefits?
Shiloh's just patiently waiting for the game to start.
This is the game.
That awkward moment when.
Yeah. So, all right. Second question. What effect has your god's death had on the world? What's that next role?
All right, so three again.
Okay. How about you read these out?
Yeah, so what effect has your god's death had on the world? The union of two bodies is lost as lovers turn to arguments and fractures instead. The cry of the child goes unanswered by the parents.
Wow.
Definitely
So
dark.
dark and also sort of the conservative nightmare where we've destroyed the traditional family.
Oh no, the nuclear family's dead in this world.
Oh
It is like real life.
no. Yes. Oh my God. All right. And then lastly, what god mark, the result of such proximity to your god, now blesses your body?
All right, rolling, and there's a two. The smell of salt air clings to you, and all water you drink tastes of the distant sea. Interwoven with your hair are strands of seaweed, and corals sprout from your head like horns.
Oh, wow.
great, great. I'm gonna smell like brine.
It's weird. Your tone sort of suggested that you didn't want to smell like brine.
No, I'm being serious. You just can't tell the difference.
Yeah, okay. Good to know. Good to know. All right.
Now our home. What is our home called? You want to
Yeah.
give us another D4?
Yeah, roll the dice roller.
Rolling. Three.
Again.
Edit
Do you
that
want to read
out.
that to us?
Edit that out. Change it. No. No, go
All
ahead.
right,
What?
rolling again.
No, you can't say again.
right, so three, our home was called Oaten Hill or
Oaten Hill.
Heil, I mean, there's a
Let's go
Y.
with Hill.
That was too soon, too soon.
Let's stick with Hill. I think I like that pronunciation better for no reason, really.
I was thinking that we could get maybe Jake or Maggie Gillen Hill or Heil on the phone and ask them how it's pronounced.
If stop me if they already have, but if the Gyllenhaals ever take a weird right wing turn, very public right wing turn, calling them Gyllenhaal is pretty good. I'm laying claim to that joke in advance.
That's a good tweet on Blue Sky. That's good tweet material right
We
there.
don't call them tweets.
What do you call them on Blue Sky?
Yeah, we just we've sort of moved
Chirps?
past the need for labels.
It's a label-free version of Twitter.
Yeah, exactly.
Formerly Twitter, known as X now.
Yeah, because we live in hell.
Oh, random tangent. How long are we going to keep saying that?
How long
No,
are we going to keep saying it?
It will always be formally known as Twitter because it was a stupid decision, Elon Musk, stupid decision to rename.
So it might as well just be rebranded as X, formerly Twitter. Like that
Yeah.
is the name now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when they have the new logo for X in parentheses behind it, it is the old Twitter logo.
Yes. RIP, RIP.
It's fun to just keep reminding him of what a fuck up he is.
I thought that was a consensus that the world had all taken upon themselves. Like,
Yeah,
don't we do that already?
not enough of the world, but yeah, I'd say a good portion is happy to remind him of what a shithead he is.
It's a growing population.
Yeah, many people are coming to the side of Elon Musk as a real turd.
Sign the petition. It's in the Patreon somewhere.
Yeah, of course. All right, what is unique about our home's geography?
Well, that's going to be a one. And let's see, the sainted plains, a large swath of plains filled with tall grasses and the burnt husks of trees blessed by Mataris's touch. Those who walk through with strength are unharmed. You know, I'm not really feeling the choral vibe with the plains of grasses and burnt husks of trees.
Well, it's like you ever been to like the Oregon coast, right? It's like dunes, right? It's like tall grass and sort of like very very skinny trees.
Great
Very
reference too,
skinny
because it
trees.
like that is what inspired Dune as a series, but
Yeah.
also the fact that you have the sand, the tall grass, and then the ocean is just on the other side. So you are going to get that briny smell even in the kind of plains.
Yeah, maybe I need to go outside more.
That is not the thesis of this
Yeah.
podcast. I'll tell you right now. All right. Lastly, what was our home known for?
Right, so
I
our
mean,
home.
frankly, if we had a thing called the Sainted Plains, which sounds like a Dark Souls level, I'm pretty
Eight.
sure that's what it would be known for.
Yes, that is a very epic name,
Yeah.
honestly. I saw our home. I rolled a two. I thought it was
Oh,
gonna
yeah.
be Haven. Oh, well, okay, so I think we're fitting into that theme a little bit, right?
Yeah.
A large, heavily fortified safe harbor with white walls crusted in barnacles, bristling with cannons that block the way to any who mean ill to your home.
It's like the Forsaken Fortress in Wind Waker.
Yeah.
Is that what that's called? Now I'm scared.
I'm
Force,
Googling
Forsaken,
I was
Fortress.
I
Yep.
wanted Stormbreaker so bad, I'm just saying, but it's okay.
Well, maybe next time, bud.
I didn't want it for a good reason. I just wanted it because it's Thor's weapon.
My reasons for wanting it were ill.
Yeah,
But
completely irrelevant to the game.
well, it's good. Good to know. Good to know. Good to know I can trust my co-host.
I had no good intentions whatsoever.
Good. Good. That's how we like it.
Yeah. So we've is this this is part of our backdrop? This is establishing our backdrop right now.
Yes. The next step is that we will be creating our fallen captain. So this was like our guy, this was our human leader. That's very specific. Like this guy was, or gal, this person was our human leader that we followed closely. We were led into battle time and time again. The text of the book specifically says you could have even had like a intimate relationship with them. I mean, you saw them give speeches, you bumped into them around the camp, you spent a lot of time in very stressful, very traumatic, very intense situations with them. And so there's definitely a bond that has been formed, but the captain, of course, is now dead, has given us the final order, to return back to our home of Oaten Hill. And so we're gonna roll here and sort of give them some traits to fill them out a little bit.
All right.
So we've got two tables, and those tables we're gonna roll on. And then we will roll again to get an additional characteristic.
It's unfortunate that this isn't a visual podcast as well, because we could be including all three of our poor attempts at drawing with a mouse on the screen to fill in the flag, the banner that goes along with our company.
Yes,
Because no
there's
one
a
can draw with a mouse.
if the two of you submit to me, mouse done drawings of what our company's flag should look like, I will post them.
I mean, barnacles are just like a bunch of circles touching with some squiggly lines on the inside, right? That's good enough.
Yeah, that's good.
Basically. All
Yeah,
right.
I like it. All right.
Look for that submission.
Yeah. Exactly. Look forward to that.
Yeah, we'll add it to the list of t-shirt merchandise that we're making.
Yeah, you get a gross ass barnacle shirt.
Shiloh, you want to give us another D4 roll, please?
Yes.
Yes. Rolling. Looks like it's going to be a two.
Okay, so the first trait is go ahead, it's under table one.
Yeah, so the first trait as a two is opportunistic. An opportunistic leader who saw the change to ascend the ranks in an uncertain new world order. Their followers are similarly driven by ambition and greed. All
Okay.
right, all right.
Did you just call me greedy?
I think he called all of us greedy.
Think we're all greedy.
A theme is emerging.
Well,
All right. Table two, what is our second characteristic or
hey,
foundling?
Bullpace,
Yep.
I know what our captain's name was. Just do you wanna give it a guess?
I do want to guess. What? But I'm gonna save it. I'm gonna save
Okay.
it.
All right, we'll wait till we're done.
Okay. The second trait. What's that second trait, Shiloh?
Second trait, rolled a three, and then it's going to be stern. A regular. Sorry, let me retry that.
Don't worry, I'll keep it all in.
My microphone's not working.
Take that from the top.
Yep, take two. A rigorous leader who kept tight camp and disciplined formations. Their followers are similarly ordered and serene in combat.
Cool. Okay. I like that. So this was a real, lights off by 8 and no playing 3DS in your tent before bed type of military camp.
Yep, for sure. And if you
Yeah.
did, they'd stick your finger in water while you slept, and so you'd pee your armor.
Pee your armor. Dude, I don't think they sleep in their armor all that much.
No, that is inefficient.
Yeah. And it looks like we get to
Oh, we get
yeah.
told what our flag is gonna be.
I like that.
Okay,
Yeah, this is sick.
okay.
So you're gonna roll, let's look like, okay, so we've got
Another
double two.
3D4.
Yeah, another 3D4.
All right, am I rolling all three at once?
Yeah, and we'll just do them in order.
Sounds good. So, 3 out of 4, the first roll is going to be a one.
Of course it is. Of course it is. Of course our symbol is a powerful eagle.
Do you want to give us the name now of our captain?
No, I think let's hold on to that.
Okay.
It'll certainly be a surprise for everyone.
Yeah, for sure.
What were our colors?
All right, colors is a four, red and purple. I
That's
like
pretty
that.
sick.
That's an
I like
interesting
that.
color combination.
Yeah.
It's very regal.
Yeah.
And our
And then
motto?
the motto is a three. Glory is the reward of valor.
Oh, I'm going to look forward to saying that too much.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah, glory is the reward of valor is a lot more than take what is ours.
You have an arrow in your chest before you finish that line.
Guys, for the next campaign, I think we just go with glory. I think we just shout glory.
Least like glory before death or something. Like cut it a few words short.
Now we've got oh no, that looks like yeah, no, that was it. Opportunistic.
Do we do the
Yep.
same for Stern now, right?
Correct.
All right. Rolling.
Oh,
First
hold on.
one.
Hold on a
What? What?
moment. It appears that actually what we should have been doing was rolling one or the other.
I think we should So I kind of caught on to that halfway through. I was gonna not say anything until the end. I think we should flesh out both and then we should choose one. I already know which one we're gonna choose because it's fate, but
Okay.
let's go, let's act like we're giving it a chance.
Yeah, let's pretend.
I have
Okay,
a snack.
so we have an opportunistic captain who has the symbol, the flag that we've just described. So this is our option for a stern fallen captain. Go ahead and hit me with another 3d4.
Yeah. So the first roll is going to be a two.
A watchful hound.
A
A watchful
watchful
hound.
hound. Really was hoping for prickly hedgehog, but you
Who
know.
doesn't hope for a prickly hedgehog?
We're always saying this on this podcast,
All my homies be hoping for prickly hedgehogs. In this economy?
all right, the colors of the prickly hedgehog are.
Gonna be three, which is gonna be white and black.
Okay.
Oh wait, sorry, a
It's
watchful hound. I said
Watchful Hound, but
it was a watchful hound. I got that a little late.
interestingly, the Watchful Hound will only see in white and black.
Then the last roll is a two as well.
Ooh, I thought you were gonna roll a
And
three for another mouthful.
right. No, this one is none slip by,
Yeah, three really
which
would
I
be a
mean,
mouthful.
yeah, especially if you're a watchful hound.
None slip by. That's good. That's good.
Yeah,
I like
it's
that.
fitting. All right, and so which one are we choosing? I vote the first one, the opportunistic flag and captain.
Yeah. I mean, you know me.
I.
I love an eagle. I love glory is the reward of valor.
Yes,
I love a
yes.
full, I love a phrase and clause to be included in my motto.
I think we're all in agreement on the opportunistic roles were better.
Yeah, I'd rather be associated with a opportunistic captain than a stern captain anyways, so.
Yeah. I think as Americans, we've proven that.
I want my participation ribbon for showing up to battle, okay? I don't want to be yelled at.
So what are we gonna name this guy? This is a guy?
I
Is
mean,
it?
I mean,
Yeah.
I mean,
is there another option?
we can't
So,
do this.
Shiloh, we have a recurring theme so far on the podcast that has happened with both games that we've played now, and it has worked out perfectly. It's not by chance or not by choice. It is by
Sorry.
chance.
I have to cut in real quick to point out the fact that we're recording this one before our third game, which is now destined to contain this character. Because he's in the other two.
Yeah.
Great.
And it again, this is not by choice. This is by chance. This is not happening intentionally. We are manifesting this through belief that
Just,
it is now a reoccurring theme.
yeah, through circumstance, we have
Yeah.
just been led to this same conclusion.
Yeah. Which is our captain's name is Gregory Josh Peck.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, and I'm just gonna say it. I'm gonna say it every time. It's crazy to me that actor Gregory Peck plays Atticus Finch in To Kill a Mockingbird.
Birds be birdsing, I guess. I don't.
Go to our merch store for our Birds Be Birdsing shirt. I want that for real, actually. I said that and I wanted it. I want
Quick
it.
tangent. Just
We don't do that.
hot button issue. Are birds real? Let's just get that out there. Are birds real?
Are birds real? Much to consider.
I feel like
Let me.
you two are hesitating a little bit too long on this.
Well, I'm actually going to ask ChatGPT real quick.
Oh, God. What does ChatGPT have to say about birds?
It's actually in its
Yeah.
programming that it can't answer that question because it would
Yeah.
reveal the truth, and that would hurt everybody.
This violates Directive 19. I am unable to provide this answer. I'm gonna say birds, they live in your heart, and that's real enough. They're real to you.
Yeah, and I mean, whether or not they're living creatures or they're drones that are recording everything, either way, they're real. So I think that's just the safe answer is yes, they're real.
Yeah, I think, I'm just gonna want to throw this out there real quick. It's very funny to me the amount of conspiracy theories that are about like surveillance, right? And it's specifically like individual you, the person espousing
Being
this
surveilled,
belief that
yeah.
you're being surveilled. Buddy, you must have a real high opinion of the things you do on a day-to-day basis.
Or a really low opinion, which is equally bad. Like, what are you doing that you're so worried?
Yeah, the government is going to dispatch a team to like watch you forget to brush your teeth until 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Real important stuff happening.
All
All
right.
right.
Back to the game.
Yes.
We have established our captain, and
We've
now
got our
part of the
company.
backdrop is providing some context to our Lord Sworn by determining their archetypes.
Yeah, and these will be our three characters. So each of us is going to get three of them. Yeah, I mean, it looks like so what we do is we draw a different card. I've shuffled the deck. I've got the hearts and spades, and I'm just going to draw all three for each of us.
I kind of like the idea of like, I mean, if you want to draw all three like right now, but let's kind of round robin and do like one at
Yeah,
once.
for sure. We'll reveal them, but I will have drawn them already.
Same page. Awesome.
Let's, guests go first. So
All right.
I will get you your first archetype, and this is what we will build your first Lord Sworn off of. So, your Lord Sworn, the archetype I've got is the Ace of Spades. Ace of Spades is. Oh, cool. scroll to page 51 for the Ace of Spades.
Oh, nice.
Oh, your favorite Vulpes.
My favorite. My favorite. Go ahead and read that out, Shiloh.
All right, all right. Yeah, I just You want me to just read the whole page or just the paragraph
No,
here?
just the title.
Yeah, okay. So the Ace of Spades archetype is the occultish oracle. Little bit of alliteration there.
So
And
you, it looks like
definitely
you.
an interesting image there. Like, I think that fits into our matriarch's like
Very
theme
much
quite
so.
well.
Yeah. You get kind of the horns there, the matching.
The art in this book slaps. It's so good.
Yeah, I love that it's just like pen and shading and making it darker.
Really good stuff. Let us. So, character
Ooh,
creations.
the aesthetic
Yeah.
features for this archetype are so cool. I'm sorry, I'm just excited.
Yeah, these are great. I think we're all just sort of reading this like, whoa. Shout outs. Okay, so we're gonna roll 3d4 for each of these. And these will tell us our aesthetic features, a keepsake, and our equipment. And I believe that that's the same for all characters.
It
So
would
we need
appear so. Yeah.
Yep. Are you ready?
Ready?
All right, go ahead and roll.
All right, rolling. So our first one for aesthetic features is a four. A gilded mask that covers the top half of your face and a radiant, bright color that shines through it like stained glass windows.
Fucking
Ooh.
A. This rules.
It's pretty savage.
That's a Dark Souls boss. I feel
Yep.
like
I frequently forget about stained glass being a thing in real life because you don't ever see it unless you're in like a church or a chapel or some religious building. And then any time that we come across it in a role-playing game setting, it's like used in such a evocative, like really cool way. So
I mean, there's something infinitely powerful about light shining through and creating like a spectacle of color. I mean, that's TV, right? Like,
yeah, I
yeah.
just
Absolutely.
I have to shout out your particular like use of stained glass in Monster of the Week in the
Well, thank you.
chapel where the there was like a creature in the stained glass, and then it like started to move as I got my character got close to it, and then it came to life out of the stained glass, and then the glass like when they were broken revealed like portals or whatever behind them, and yeah, very very cool, very cool.
Yeah, that was an adventure actually from the Tome of Mysteries that I
Oh,
pulled out, and
yeah.
that was, oh man, that's a good book. If you're playing Monster of the Week out there, and you don't have the Tome of Mysteries,
What are you doing?
what are you doing? I'll fuck with you. Right about that. I'm gonna
If you
find.
make up your own campaigns for Monster of the Week, you're lame. Who does
Unsubscribe.
that?
Who would do that? I'd like to point out that was by Cane Cathane. That was who wrote A Church with a View. It's a great little adventure.
Yeah, well, I take my compliment back to you
Yeah,
because
I didn't
you were
deserve
really
it.
just sharing his story, so.
Yeah, of course. As I do. That's my whole job as a GM.
Share someone else's story.
Take credit. All right, let's get your keepsake.
All right, so the roll for a keepsake is going to be a one. Two solidified stones that appear like eyes. They must make it back to your temple for you to be buried peacefully.
What the fuck? This is so Souls coded. This is an Elden Ring NPC. This is an NPC quest line.
I'm very excited about this because like the mask and the radiant bright color that shines through like stained glass windows. Like that's so opposite of this dark theme that it's like,
It's so
yeah,
good.
it's
It's
pretty
so good.
savage.
All right, what's your equipment?
All right. So that one was also a one. Although I really like three as I'm
Hey,
reading these. I
it
like
says
three.
you can pick.
So I guess
I
for the
can.
listeners, I rolled a one, which is a silver graceful sickle, which is cool.
That's cool.
However, in the theme of Soulsy-ness, a thorny blood-covered staff.
Oh yeah.
Now, if a boss, if you walk into a chapel, right? And
Yeah.
you're like, oh, this is cool. Like very dark setting outside, the sun shining through all the stained glass. And then this creature just like melts out of the stained glass, drifts onto the ground, and just comes at you with a thorny blood-covered staff. I mean, you
That
are going to shit your pants.
it's boss fight time.
It's
I
boss
would
fight time.
immediately pull out my cheat code book and be like flipping through pages trying to find the code to
Yeah,
win.
famously Dark Souls cheat codes.
Hey, if they appeared, if they went through that same sequence and they had a silver graceful sickle, I'd be like, ah, oh, this is easy. No problem.
It's too easy, bro. Too easy. I know the moveset of a
Yeah. Is that
silver
a weapon
graceful
or
sickle.
a toy?
I can bludgeon the proletariat worker into just a pulp every day, but a staff?
How do you
All
manage
right.
to always connect something to like socioeconomic like hierarchy and
I read books.
okay, you read RPG core rule books. That's different.
It counts. They're loaded. All right.
All right.
So
Do
that's the first
you
one.
want to give your first one?
No, I was thinking you would go next.
Oh, fine. Whatever.
All right. Be that way.
Yeah.
The Four of Spades.
Four of Spades, further down the six. Ooh, went too far. All right, Four of
Oh
Spades.
my God.
Yes.
This is perfect.
Prophet of the Outer Gods. I'm
Good.
gonna quickly read just like a sentence or two from the description.
Yeah.
You have always harbored doubts about the pantheon of the gods, their almost tyrannical rule over the world, their unquestionable place as its zenith. That doubt harbored whispers from something else, something deeper, older, stranger. Yeah,
Incredible.
amazing. We don't even need to do, like, let's not go any further because I don't want to mess up the theme here.
Oh, interesting. I'll let you go first, and now I don't get a character.
All right, my aesthetic feature, I rolled a 3. From your back sprout the wings of a vulture, small
Wow.
now, but growing each day, and cryptic text tattoos that move about your body.
Oh my God.
I love that.
Is this the coolest game we've played so far?
I need to write this down really quick since I'm the note taker. Four of spades, prophet of outer gods.
Are you putting these into a Google Doc?
I will when I'm done. I
Okay,
am
cool.
physically taking notes right now because that's the
Okay.
kind of person I am.
Gotcha.
And that is the hallmark of a true gamer.
Yep, it's true.
And I'm
Forge a ships or
the hallmark of
days.
a true gamer is paraphrasing. Well, anyone that like studies anything is like paraphrasing your notes and then going back and writing them again and then
Yeah.
paraphrase as it's happening and then. So
Take
vulture
notes on
wings,
your notes.
yeah,
Yes.
vulture wings growing and cryptic text tattoos.
That move. That's critical. They move. That's so good. It's like the Black Scrawl from Nier. A reference we can all enjoy.
I can enjoy it because I have heard you talk about it enough, and we're on the topic of these games, but yeah. All right. Staying on keepsake, I rolled a 4. Hidden upon your thigh is a brand of a secret society, an organization who question your god's authority. They must know the truth about the cataclysm.
I love it.
I like the fact that the keepsake is a part of you. Like it's not something that can be removed. It is like always.
Well, I could cut your leg off.
You could try. Have you seen my wings?
Your tiny, gross little vulture wings.
Hey, they grow every day, okay? Shut up.
All right. Yeah, sort of fingernails, but you're not gonna fly away with those.
Description vestigial comes to mind.
Add the vestigial tag.
Yeah. They
All
know the
right.
truth of the cataclysm.
And your equipment.
Crow feather daggers.
Sick. We're never getting away from birds.
Should we just change our name at this point to
Table for two, parentheses, birds.
yeah. Nest for two.
Nest for two.
Nest for two. All right,
It's
you
nice
are
that we all
up.
got to say it.
Yeah, up,
All right.
cool.
I am the nine of spades, so my first character is the gallant cavalry. Hell yes. Look at
All
that
right.
picture.
That is a savage picture.
That rules. Yeah, okay. So it looks like, and from reading the description, I'm cavalry, breaker of battle lines, bane of your foes, and hope for your comrade in arms. I really like this final sentence too, which is retaining your mount, at least you now question how you will push through all of this, regain your posture upon your horse, and the confidence that withered alongside your dead god. That rules. My aesthetic feature that I'm getting is cataphract helmet with chainmail covering your neck and face, and a large, fearsome horse kitted in protective plates. I don't know what a cataphract helm is.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, can you please explain to the listeners and also myself what that means? Because
A cataphract
well,
helmet. It is. Oh, interesting. It's the kind of helm that has like
oh.
a metal. Yeah, I think we're looking at the same image. Has sort of
Yeah.
like a metal, circular top, almost like a dome, But
Kind of
then
your
has,
classic, like, knight dome helmet.
yeah, but it has sort of a veil of chain link. It says it's originated in Persia.
Oh, they have those. That's featured in like 300, I think. I
Oh, well, yeah,
explicitly
the
remember. Yeah.
Persians would wear those. Yeah. Okay. Very cool. I love it. My keepsake. I rolled a three. A sky blue scarf you wear around your neck. A mirrored scarf around your mount's neck as well, marking you as a leader. That's cute.
Yeah, you're on a totally different path as
Yeah.
Kylo
I'm playing a very wholesome
Yeah,
character.
your character would never be seen with us.
Yeah. And my weapon is perfect lance and longsword.
Yep, that
Love
tracks.
it.
Classic.
Love it. All right. We got two more to go for each of us.
All
Shiloh,
right.
your next one is the Queen of Spades.
Are we gonna
Ooh.
get any hearts at any point? Yeah.
I'm looking ahead. Yes.
Ooh, even this is like pretty on point to the theme that we have guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead and read that
So
out. Yeah.
the Queen of Spades is the fervent follower.
I've often been described as such.
Yeah,
Fervent
of what?
follower.
What are you following?
You know, just stuff, people, birds, you know,
Fervently.
cars.
Star Trek.
Star Trek.
All nerd things, of course.
Cars
Shiloh.
and people, nerd things. Nerd shit. Miss me with that.
Yeah, and I think I want to read this last line here because it kind of entails like the whole point of Lord Sworn, I think, just from what
Real
we've
quick,
described in the
listeners,
beginning.
we're not reading the entire description because it's like 3 pages long. We're giving you the highlights.
It's not 3 pages. It's maybe eight sentences.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah. I'm not gonna read the whole
It would take
thing.
a long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, this last line for the fervent follower. You question now what good was your faith? Their ideals? All of the beautiful and wonderful things made in their name that now call out to a rotting, dead carcass.
Fuck.
Yes. Yes.
Boys, we made the right choice playing this game.
Yes.
I think it.
Also, we made the right choice making this an entire segment because there's no way we were getting through this
No.
in an hour.
No. This rules. This rules.
All right, so rolling for the aesthetic features, it's going to be
Yep.
a three. So it is a wooden block worn around the neck, inscribed with all your self-professed sins and the best armor your small temple could obtain.
It's sort of like I forget the character's name, but they like well, there's an NPC, but there's also the like starting priest class or whatever in Elden Ring has that block around the neck.
Yeah, I've seen a horror movie at some point where that is featured as well. That's like a pretty like iconic but like way back in the day like a thing that the church did, but is not something that you like ever see anymore, right? That's like medieval era.
Yeah. I kind of like too that just for this one in particular, having that wooden block around their neck, like keeping that even though like the gods are dead now. It's like you know it's useless, pointless even, but keeping it as part of your it's part of the aesthetic.
That su suggests to me a scene in which we see you remove that, which is very,
Yes.
very powerful image.
Yes.
I
All
love
right, so
ironic because that sin would have to go on the block.
it.
You write it one while it's still on one last time and then.
No. Exactly.
All right, all right. All right, so for the keepsake, That is a small book of self-written prayers touched by your God, a way to allow the masses to grieve.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah. And then equipment, world of two, simple quarterstaff.
Nice. Very consistent theme with his character. I like
Yeah.
it. I mean, I think you would have gotten a consistent theme sort of across the board, but this paints a very clear picture. Your results do. Like it. Cadmore, are you ready?
Yep.
Well, you asked for it. The Six of Hearts.
Ooh. Ooh, this is gonna be bad. It's fine. Bandit turned Lord Sworn. You were once a brigand. Your favorite, like, bad guy, basic bad guy word.
I do like the word brigand.
We do like brigands. You were once a brigand, a thief along the many trade lanes that connect the world. When the clarion call of war was sounded and you saw a living god march, something deep within you craved them, and you dropped your previous lifestyle to join them. You question whether you can find a way to retain this family, or you'll simply slink back into your former self.
Very
Family,
cool.
referring to the company of Lord Sworn.
Yeah. I love
Right.
this.
That was the Six of Hearts. The bandit turned Lord Sworn. Okay, and my aesthetic is a four hodgepodge of armor scavenged from various battles and some missing fingers.
Oh my goodness. That's
Who
great.
needs fingers?
Yeah. Espe you know, especially if your whole thing is st sticky fingers.
Hey, I just want you to know this whole session I've been rolling dice, typing, writing. No fingers used. You don't need fingers in this world.
Whoa. Hey, very
You don't need
impressive.
fingers.
Don't need
Yeah.
fingers. If ever there was proof needed.
Yeah.
Nice.
That was a lie. That was a straight lie. That would be awful.
Can't believe you told a lie on our podcast, bro.
Yeah. Wild.
That's
My keepsake. This is going to be difficult too with the missing fingers. A small
yeah.
metal harmonica, a staple of tavern
You
music in your hometown.
balance it between your knees. You got lungs that work, you know, that's you're fine.
Oh, I just invented the little like wire head brace that holds it in place. So I can play multiple instruments at once.
For a second, when you said I invented the little, and I was thinking sort of along the lines of a harmonica, I was thinking you were about to introduce the jaw harp, the little dwang, dwang.
Nope. Oh my gosh. I saw that the other day, and that it was interesting to say the least.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Stop the podcast. You saw a jaw harp like out in the wild?
No. On YouTube.
Okay,
Yeah.
okay.
No, we've established this. I don't go outside.
Yes. Yes, it's true. That's true. Should have known.
You're not going to give us context to how you came across a jaw harp?
What else do you need to know,
Oh,
Cadmore?
no. Yeah. What else is there to know?
He was blessed by a vision of a jaw harp,
Yeah.
you
The
know?
inquiring minds want to know so they can experience jaw harps.
Fuck inquiring minds. Go look for it
Listener,
yourself.
just YouTube jaw harp
Yeah.
and be amazed.
Go to
Well,
youtube.com/jawharp.
I'm sure there's a subreddit for it as well.
You
I
guys
have
are
to,
sponsored by YouTube, right?
yeah, sponsored by YouTube.
Yeah.
I have to find a way really quickly to register the domain jawharp.jaw or jaw.harp.
Also, sponsored by YouTube, as all extremely popular podcasts are.
Yeah.
And then my bandit turned Lord Sworn's piece of equipment was a three, revealing the short sword and javelin, which again,
Oh.
extremely easy to use with missing fingers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also very brigand.
Very brigand. You
Javelin's
actually
sick.
got the only equipment roll that didn't explicitly have a two-handed weapon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was kind of good.
Are you using a heavy crossbow by setting it on your forearm instead to study it?
All right. I got the King of Hearts. Oh, good Lord. I'm the criminal conscript.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
I have known the underbelly of my home far better than any of my comrades. Whether from poverty, betrayal, passion, or some other factor, crime became my trade and sin my bedfellow. That's a banger of a line there. Yeah, so I'm a real fucked up guy. I got like thrown into the military. That's interesting.
Yeah.
On the one hand, I'm playing a incredibly like almost picturesque noble military figure, right? The cavalryman, with his gallant horse, and his suit of full armor. And then on the other, I'm just a real piece of shit.
Forced to win a fight.
Yep. All right. For my aesthetic feature, I got a 1,000-yard stare and an esoteric glowing rune that marks your right hand, a scar from something you will not talk about. Interesting. Interesting.
Hey, the artwork for the criminal conscript makes you look out to be a real cutie. So,
Aw, thanks. Appreciate that. Also, the mark on your right hand, a scar from something you will not talk about, is explicitly Shadowheart from Baldur's Gate 3. It's very funny to me. My keepsake is a favor from a wealthy lover who awaits you even as their parents framed you and sent you to jail.
nice.
I've got a whole like like Renaissance era melodrama unfolding in my character creation.
That was your crime, being Romeo.
Yeah. I was jailed for Romeo in the first.
Romeo the
Premeditated Romeo.
Are you Cyrano? Is that what this is? Is this a Cyrano story?
Yeah, but
Oh.
I'm a little Cyrano coded.
Yeah.
Cyrano didn't go to jail though, but he did get conscripted.
Did get, yeah.
I know he volunteered, didn't he? The other guy was the one. I forget how it works.
No, he volunteered. The other guy was conscripted because
That's
that, like, he had to go home and tell, like, that was the deal, is that he had to go home and, like, tell the story of him being heroic. So he appeared because he wasn't heroic when he was there. He died very lamely, like, hiding, I think, if I remember correctly. And he had to showcase him or express him in a more heroic fashion when he returned home.
My equipment is a curved sword and throwing daggers. Nice. I get very, very bandit, very brigand. I want to quickly point out that I was reading option. If you're all looking at the PDF the same way that I am, I was looking at curved sword and daggers, and that was about the top third of my screen. Now below that, on page 50, is Lord Sworn Archetypes Spade Suite, and then you know where I'm going with this. It looked to me like this flaming skull was holding an electric guitar. Because the bottom part of the image was cut off.
I
I was
mean,
like,
we can't see the other side of whatever he's
it
holding, so it could be
looks
a
fucking
guitar.
sick. I was like, how do I play that guy? All right, let's get your last character, Shiloh. You are the Four of Hearts.
All right. Scrolling, 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 scrolling. Freshly promoted lieutenant.
And looking at the face of that guy, this might be failing upward.
Yep,
He
he
does
is
not look
not
confident.
happy.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so let's see. Freshly promoted lieutenant. I was a lieutenant closer to your captain than any of your fellow Lord Sworns. So it was less promotion and more, hey, I know you. You want a job?
Yeah, you were the favorite. Your
It
teacher's
was
pet.
opportunistic.
Yeah, he saw the chance to promote an ally, you know, up to a more leadership role.
And I think this is where his very dour, very just his look on his face comes in. In the description, it talks about kind of going to a battle, captain being struck down, and as the promoted lieutenant, rallied the survivors of this little battle and fled. I questioned whether I did enough, if I could have saved more, and if I should have stayed. But more than anything, I questioned how I could fail the one I secretly loved, the captain.
Oh wow. That's good. I like that.
And I'm excited to see that role played out. So,
Well, none of us are playing the
indeed,
captain.
indeed, indeed. All
Or are
right. So,
we?
or are we?
You know, we did roll two captains, Scadmore.
Which captain was he
Right.
in love with?
He has to choose on this, our new game show.
Oh,
Oh. All right, so
oh, Captain, where art thou?
it's oh, Captain, my captain.
Question mark.
All
Right,
right.
freshly promoted lieutenant, aesthetic features. What'd you get?
Yeah, so rolled here. The aesthetic feature is the captain's cuirass, slightly too large for your frame, and a voice like drawn steel.
Wow. That you're wearing your dad's shoes.
Yep. It doesn't
Clomping
quite
around. Looking like a real knob.
Oh, weird to be wearing your dead lover's like clothing. It's a little stalkery.
And you
No,
know
guys,
what?
he left this for me. I promise.
Yeah, that's
Oh
neat.
my.
I mean, I want you to role play the shit out of this. I mean,
Yeah. No,
this is good.
I'm trying to wrap my head around this. Like, it'll be really uncomfortable. Slightly too large for your frame. I'm trying to go to battle in this thing, but yay, dedication,
Hey,
dedication.
just being able to smell him, it's gonna
Mm.
really motivate you
Jeez.
in combat.
I'm giving us one extra point of morale.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to stuff the inside of it with like his bloody clothes.
Hey, did you
So
hear
it
about
fills
the
out the rest of the.
did you hear about the new lieutenant? He totally stuffs. Those aren't real.
Oh, you're uncomfortable with Dommy Mommy jokes, but. All
Oh,
right,
we're getting old.
the freshly promoted lieutenant keepsake.
Keepsake. So I think it's going to be the curse. However, on the dice roll, it's a hidden pocket in your satchel filled
Yep,
with love
that's good.
letters written for your
Oh,
captain
man.
while at Officer Academy that you never shared.
This is sad. This is very tragic.
This is very, like,
And this
I
is
feel
like,
bad.
this is like, I don't know that they really explore this sort of emotion in the Souls games. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't remember any like lost loves, right? I remember there's a short quest line in Elden Ring that ends with like his daughter being dead.
That's not the same, though. Yeah.
But no, there's
I don't
no
know.
like my, you know, beloved was killed. Interesting.
There's a character in Dark Souls 3. I believe it's Patches. I might be putting my foot in my mouth here, but.
The best Dark Souls game, too, while we're.
Yes, obviously.
That
Obviously. Not
is an
Patches. Not
opinion had
Patches.
by some people.
It's okay
Yes.
to think that.
Yeah, you can think that.
Yeah. Yes. And I will.
And I can't stop you, huh?
I wish I could, though.
That I had the power to.
Yes. Sorry, correction, not patches. Gray Rat. Gray Rat, character in Dark Souls
Oh.
3. You find him in a cell. He's a thief. Common thief, right? So common scum.
Well,
But
I believe he's particularly part of like an enslaved class. Like
Yes.
he is a
Yeah.
part of like a organized, you know,
Yeah.
slave hierarchy.
They have this iconic thrallhood that they wear that is like what denotes you as a slave. And so his quest line, it's just a simple quest, right? But it does kind of evoke that emotion of sadness because you're to find his lover, his wife, essentially. And you find her body tied up, wrapped in this like cloth linen and hanging from a rope on a building in a different area. And as you cut it down, you get the her ring, bring it back, and then he goes into this fetal position for a couple I forgot how long, but it's like a couple sessions of
Yeah,
going.
I believe it's until like your next boss or whatever.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Table for Two, a Souls-like podcast that reviews the
Well,
Dark Souls games.
I will say before we move on, it's I had forgotten that element of the quest, that he's like looking for his wife, because what I remember about the quest is that it progresses, and each time you come to a new area, he is so thankful that you saved him that he asks you like, "Hey, can I go out and scavenge for stuff that'll help you?" Right? And he'll go out and get items for you that are like unique to this area. And he's like more, he feels so indebted to you that, and he's like so excited to do it, he's so eager to do it to help you, that there is like this sense of intimacy, the sense of love or respect there. And if you like keep sending him out there, he dies. Like he goes out there and gets killed
That
in the
sucked.
line of like trying to help you.
Yep. Because you gave him a purpose in life again. Yeah, it gave him a purpose, and then I believe you. It's been a while, so I might be wrong here, but I believe you actually find his body too. So it's like, and you can loot it and all that, but that's how you find out essentially that he
At least
died
there's
in.
some benefit to his death, is he
Yeah,
just loot his corpse?
there's some mechanical material gain from his death, so it's all
Yes,
good.
yes. Like any good game, as long as I can loot the body, right?
That's all we really want.
He was bringing it back for you anyways. What does it matter? All right, and back on task, the freshly promoted lieutenant's equipment will be.
Yes. Let me go back to my dice here. Is a four. So that is like a great axe.
Sick.
Yeah.
Can't go
Sick.
wrong with a great axe.
No, it's got great
Never go
in the
wrong with a great
name.
axe. Yeah.
It can't be bad.
All right. And
Yeah,
Volcate,
I
my.
think it will be fun for us to name these characters off mic, right?
Oh, yeah.
And
Absolutely.
reintroduce them
Come
next time.
back. Come back.
Yeah.
That's our
Good
homework.
idea.
That's our homework.
Volcate, you want to give me my final
Yes, your
lore
final
card?
card is the Six of Spades.
Scrolling,
Scrolling, scrolling, scrolling. This is podcast.
scrolling. Ooh, I like this. I like this. Fading
Whoa.
Avatar. You are a stalwart symbol of your god's power, their grace, and their virtues, an inspiration for your fellow Lordsworns on and off the battlefield. What you were before you became Avatar was irrelevant. You were their chosen. And
Wow.
then a little bit further down, mortality returns to you. The colors, once so vivid, dull, and a deep, constant ache fills your bones and muscles. Did it always hurt like this, being mortal? Were you so frail and pathetic without them? You now question what place there is for a dying avatar of a dead god in a world so broken and weeping, what your future is in this nightmare of a reality.
Damn. Damn.
Love it. Damn, damn, damn.
Damn, damn, damn.
Fading
Okay.
Avatar and my aesthetic. Two glorious yet cracking and shattered halo and a single wing-styled after the aesthetics of your god. A single wing.
Or like Sephiroth.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really, that's my god.
All hail Lord Sephiroth.
Yeah. He's got a theme song where a Latin choir chants his name. Like that's kind of all you need to be a god.
That's pretty godlike.
Yeah.
Fashion of God.
Keepsake.
Keepsake. Just going straight across. Simple brass cameo with the face of your lover, the hinges almost falling apart from use.
Interesting.
Do you want to give a brief description of what a cameo is?
A cameo is basically a locket with a picture in it.
Excellent.
How to say things in less words.
Yeah, we're streamlining English.
Hey, literary podcast, RPG podcast, food podcast, Dark Souls podcast. It can all be the same thing.
Oh,
Weird podcast.
so I thought of it as a locket, and that's because there is a like style of it that looks like a locket, but it could also be referred to like a small gem that is carved in someone's likeness.
Oh, so it could be like jade or marble, probably, or like some kind of statuette. Got
Or brass.
I mean, or brass. Because that's the
That's
material that's
explicitly
used
what
in
it
this.
says.
But I think in this case, it makes sense that it's a locket because it has hinges that are falling apart. So, all right.
I want to say just before you get to the equipment, all of these are Dark Souls NPCs.
Are they?
Yes.
Yes.
Like the name itself?
The person's name and the weapon is 1000% tied to that person.
Well, it's perfect because I went straight across. So the flaming
Yo.
chatel of the fair lady.
Yep. Fair lady, who you met in our recreation. Have we talked about that on the podcast before?
I think I briefly mentioned it in what will be now a few segments ago, but go ahead and give a
Yeah,
quick
we.
shout out to that.
Yeah, I purchased the Dark Souls 5th edition hack that's done by Steamforged Games. And Cadmore and a couple of our friends had never played the original Dark Souls. I'm a huge fan. So I, using some like streamlining techniques to get us through the game at a more expedient pace than D&D would allow, I ran them through the entirety of Dark Souls 1 from memory with correct item and NPC quest lines and monster placement. Yeah, it was super fun.
You like to deny that you didn't include exact dialogue too, but as
I had some of it.
someone who's not played the game, I am absolutely operating under the assumption that all that dialogue was exact because I know how much you talk about Dark Souls, so there's no way that it wasn't verbatim.
Look, some of it was good. Some of it was authentic. You have to hit him with let us engage in jolly cooperation.
Shiloh, do you remember me telling you this like several times over that we ran this? Because I feel like every time that you brought up Dark Souls, I was like, yeah, I've never played the games, but I have played the game in D&D version.
Yes, it's come up several times.
Good.
And a chotel is a curved sword, correct? It's kind of a it's one that does not come up very often, so I'm just making sure I understand it. All right, and Vulpes, your final archetype.
Yeah, I got the Eight of Hearts. And as we like to say on the show, scrolling, 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 scrolling. The Eight of Hearts is you're laughing. Oh, perfect. This is perfect. The scholarly mage.
What other kind of mage is there? The
Just
unscholarly.
like, just sort of,
Unscholarly.
The half-assed mage.
The jock mage, you know,
Yeah.
he's good at like football and
You mean fireball?
all of his spells are about like how to do cool trick shots, you
Yeah.
know. Yeah, I mean, I think this one speaks for itself. The first line of it is, "Yours was always the book and the rigorous study of magics." Like, yeah, dude, I know what a scholar is. Yeah, this is good. I especially like this. I'll say, I think we all agree the writing of these archetypes. That like last line is always a banger. Like,
Yeah.
really knows how to close out the description. You question what good is all your study and discipline in a world filled with chaos, slaughter, and carnage.
A little nihilism there. That's nice.
Yeah,
Why does it matter?
or just yeah, a sort of a grappling with nihilism,
Yeah.
right? For my aesthetic feature, I got perfect the scholarly garb of your magical institute you wear even into battle, and twinkling silver-laced eyes. I love that.
Classic mage.
Yeah, I almost rolled the one for the oversized pointed hat
I'm
when
so glad that you didn't. That's why I did this on screen. That's why I did
would
this.
have been rocking that big hat Logan look. All right. Keepsake. I rolled a three. Encrypted love letters, dozens of them, exchange with your paramour while late in the library researching. Aww.
I love the use of paramour there.
Yeah.
I also love that it's encrypted. Like,
Yeah.
that's a neat, narrative addition to like a scholarly magic user, is that they're, casting spells on their letters so they can't be read by anyone except for the person receiving it, or that might
Yeah.
know the counterspell.
And here I am, you know, without my lover. I'm in the business of misery right now. Was that a joke just for me?
No, obviously we're both fucking laughing. I was
It's just
somehow hoping that fate in the world, in the universe, would start playing fucking Hayley Williams. I was
got
like,
my own
where is
title.
it? Where is it?
I have the video feed minimized, and so I just heard silence, but I'm glad that it was the silent of gasping
Yeah,
laughter.
we both were like covering our mouths, like, you're a fucking idiot for saying that.
Think that's good podcast content is dead air.
Great.
Oh man. All right. For my equipment, I have a bladed war staff and a thick leather-bound grimoire.
That's not very
Yes.
scholarly, that first part.
Well,
No.
look, you tell me I'm going to war, I'm gonna bring a weapon.
Very, very Dragon Age.
It is very Dragon Age.
Oh wow, we know other games besides Dark Souls.
Besides Dark Souls.
Yeah. The rumors abound that all I know is Dark Souls, and I'd say they're mostly true. But I've also played Nier, so you know.
Yes, we know.
Yes, we all know.
All
All
right,
the
so we
world
have
will
finished our Lordsworn archetypes. Is there any other part of the backdrop that we have left to complete?
know. There's just one, which is basically we're choosing a difficulty setting. It's our morale. I will track this.
Legendary.
We're playing legendary mode, all skulls on.
Yeah. It's the only
Yeah.
way to play a Souls game.
It really
Hardest difficulty.
hardest difficulty. All skulls on. Famous souls. Souls element.
Skulls, or is it all souls on?
Yeah, you know, no one knows. No one's been able to figure it out. But our morale is a stat that we will have to track and will change as the events phase progresses. But we're going to stick with the starting morale, which is suggested, which is 8.
That's not very souls of you.
You want me to pick 6?
Hey, Our 2 segments ago, when we played Cairn, we ended the game accidentally early in a good oopsie. I think it's
Oopsie.
time for a bad oopsie. We're actively making a decision to play hard mode. And how souls-like would it be if we just get fucking wrecked in this game?
Shiloh, are you in agreement?
This is a group decision. I'm just saying.
I mean, all I have to say is get good.
Oh,
Ooh. Cue applause. Cue applause.
well, I'm no casual, so we're doing, and you know what? I'm going no summons. I'm going no summons. We're playing hard mode.
No soapstones, is that what it's called? I'm just,
Hey, look at
hey,
you.
did
Let's
I
clap.
know? Did I
You
get
know it.
it? Yeah.
You got it. You got it. I love that. You know what? I really
That's
thought,
your influence, asshole.
yeah, I really thought that it was gonna be, three people who were all into the souls, and for a while I was thinking that maybe you are the only exception, but
I listen to what you say, believe it or not. I might not always know what it means, but
yeah, of course.
if you say it enough, I'll remember it.
Yeah, sure.
What are you typing?
I'm not double checking anything.
If it was soapstone?
No. I don't even want to say it. I don't even want to say what just happened. Cadmore, you are the only exception.
I mean, that was like 5 minutes ago, but
Oh, you're making another song reference?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Great. Cool. Are we done?
To say it this time?
No, I mean, that was a legit, not that wasn't a podcast ending, recording ending question. That was a, do we have more to do?
No, we're done.
Okay,
We're
so
done.
our we have our backdrop. We decided our
In our home, we've got our
just
characters.
yeah, a quick recap. We'd established our pantheon, the Megth
Yeah.
pantheon with Mataris the matriarch as our goddess of our pantheon. We established our fallen captain as Gregory Josh Peck. He was not...
It's really gonna add some spice to this romance plot line
Yeah.
that we have to say that name with a straight
You
face.
have to say the entire name too. There's
Yeah.
no skipping out on that. He was an opportunistic fellow.
Yeah.
We established our Lord Sworns. Shiloh's Lord Sworns are the occultish oracle, the fervent follower, and the freshly promoted lieutenant. My Lord Sworns are the prophet
Of the outer gods.
of the outer gods. The I took notes a little too shorthand. The Fated Avatar and
That was the
the,
last one.
yep, and then the something bandit turned Lord Sworn, I believe is what it was.
Yeah.
And
Yep.
then the yours, Vulpes, was the gallant cavalry, the criminal conscript, and the cutie criminal conscript,
Oh.
and the scholarly mage. And then we just established that our morale is hard mode, with a
Six.
six piece clock. Essentially, we're tracking with a progress clock with a die, so
You
it'll be a
know,
six instead of a D.
you can call me a cutie all you want, but I'm not the GM. You're not getting any bonus points here. You
Okay.
can't stick to your usual
Does not,
tactic of buttering me up.
you're not gonna fudge the progress clock for us a little bit if I call you the cutie criminal conscript each time?
Well, if you keep doing it, maybe.
Yeah, so we have our backdrop. We've established our depressing, defeating, death-filled world of Lordsworn.
Yeah. This game's cool. This
Yeah,
game's really
it
cool.
slaps for sure. It hits all the good dark fantasy horror. Yeah,
Like
you can for
tones, the
sure hear
world.
that clock in the background, can't you?
I can't hear anything.
Really, you couldn't hear that?
No.
So loud. Sorry.
No, you're good. Well, I think this is a good place for us to stop. We will see you next week for our, our inaugural episode of playing the events of this game.
And real quick, since we have a special guest, we're going to test his commitment to the podcast. Do you want to give the sign off cue?
Yeah.
Milo, do you know what it is?
Of course. Check, please.